Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for going there, using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got something you can read or listen to there. You can ask a question. You can check out our blog. You can subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take our poll question. We ask a different question every week, and we want to know what you think. Having a great visit with our new friend, Barbara Tako. That's T-A-K-O, spelling her last name. She's the author of Clutter Clearing Choices, and she's trying to help me get uncluttered. And Barbara, I'll tell you, this is a big job because other organizational clutter experts have tried in the past. And I continue to just to do basically what I've always done. And I think I need a full-time person to stand beside me and just take stuff away. What do you think?
I think we could all use an office assistant. That sounds great.
Yeah.
Sign me up, too.
Yeah, my wife says it, she says she wants a wife, too. So
exactly.
Hey, let's get into some specifics. Oh, by the way, before we do, tell us how we can find your book and how we can find you online.
Well, Clutter Clearing Choices is available wherever books are sold. And you can also find it on my website, clutterclearingchoices.com. And I'd also encourage your audience, if they're interested, to sign up for my free monthly Clutter Clearing Tips newsletter at the website, because my book both offers a smorgasbord of ideas for people to pick and choose to fit their style, and it's organized by season, which is kind of unique, because right. I think we really struggle with different kinds of clutter at different times of the year. Right now, we're heavily into paper clutter with tax time approaching. In the fall, it turns into time management issues and weeding out before winter.
Right, yeah. And I encourage small business owners to not do spring cleaning, but do December cleaning, meaning getting rid of the this year's stuff and getting ready for the new year, which starts obviously the January 1st. What do you think?
Right, exactly. It's a great time to make sure your organizing systems are in place to keep your calendar years separate.
Give us some specifics. Help us with some specific things that we can use to get a little more organized and less cluttered in the office.
Well, when you think about getting rid of clutter, one of the tricks is to create and use only one system for each category of paper or stuff in your business. Clutter usually happens when we get a lot of partial systems going. For example, if you think about business cards and you start storing them in multiple places, you might have some by the phone, some on a corkboard, some in a Rolodex, some kicking around in your vehicle or your wallet. And that's really, all of a sudden, when you're looking for a particular card, 4 or 5 places you have to go to hunt for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So look at things in terms of the categories that they fall into and create and use being the critical word, only one system for each category of stuff. For example, if all the business cards are automatically put in the Rolodex, you're not looking for them in 4 other places. Then the next trick with getting rid of clutter and organizing is to think like the professional organizers do, which is as simple as thinking in terms of primary, secondary, and tertiary space and stuff. Prime space being the surface of your desktop. That's prime real estate where you need to be able to work. So only the things, the paperwork that
you're
working
that's where,
on regularly.
That's where, and that area is totally that area is totally uncluttered. And that's about a 4x4 inch square piece on a pullout on my desk. So go ahead.
Right. So the trick is that the things that you're using most often and grabbing for should be most handy, and then things you use less often belong in secondary space, like a file cabinet or stacking baskets or whatever your system is. And then the things that you very rarely use or only pull out once a year, those can be stored more in long-term storage area. And that what happens with us as we're working sometimes is that secondary and tertiary categories of items get pulled out, and it's as simple as not putting them away, and then they create clutter and get mixed in with the stuff that we're using all the time.
Here's what happens to small business owners, Barbara. In the offices of most small businesses, small business owners, it's their work and the work that other people have brought them, that came in the mail, that they have to deal with, that their employees have, that they couldn't basically couldn't deal with, didn't know what to do with, and they brought it to the boss. And so what happens is the boss's desktop winds up being the receptacle for all those projects, and that's really difficult.
Right. You kind of become the storage area or the dumping spot for other people's problems, and that can be kind of tricky to manage. That's where the prioritizing, taking that time every morning or maybe even every hour or two, depending on the nature of your business, to reprioritize and make sure that you are dealing with your high-priority items and not spending your time getting drug off and solving other people's trivial problems.
How about training your people not to give you stuff that if they worked a little harder, they could take care of themselves?
Exactly. I think a lot of times as business owners, we forget to delegate enough. Because we're in charge it's our business, we become very motivated to get our hands involved in too many things. And you're right, it's much more efficient when you can train employees to become effective in solving their own problems.
There was a guy
being willing to let go of some control and let them make some decisions and give them some authority to make decisions.
That's the key.
I mean, I'm appalled if I'm at a small donut shop and I'm asking for a 40-cent something, and the person can't make a decision.
Barbara,
on something that's under a dollar.
You didn't have to bring up donuts. That's not good for us. Hey, Barbara, thanks for being here. Give us your website quickly one more time.
I'm sorry?
Give us your website quickly one more time.
Oh, clutterclearingchoices.com.
All right. Thanks, Barbara. Barbara Teko. She'll be back. I will be too after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.